الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. No matter how much shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala for every ni'mat of His, one great, very, very great ni'mat is the Quran Sharif. And a very great ni'mat, our ulama-i kiram who have made such beautiful tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Of the very unlimited great greatness and great goodness that have been passed on to us. One is that in Surah Baqarah, the first surah, Alif Lam Mim, Thalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi. For half the surah, Allah discussed about the Bani Israel, etc., and other subjects. The second half of the surah, starting from Laysal Birra, Allah Ta'ala explained Bir, good deed. And in that ayat, Ayatul Bir, is the index that all the good deeds, what they are. Briefly, Allah Ta'ala explained to them. And whoever practices them, becomes of the Abrar, the righteous. Who practices on all this Bir, becomes from the Abrar, the very righteous and greatly honored people by Allah Ta'ala. After that, the first thing Allah explains now in the details. That was the index. The first thing was qisas. That is, if somebody murders somebody, then the murderer's life must be taken also. After all the evidence is completed, etc., and it must be done according to the Islamic way. That is, in public, his head will be severed. The sword man will come and sever his head. And this becomes a lesson for everyone. But the result, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي الْقِسَاسِ وَإِنَّ فِي الْقِسَاسِ وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْقِسَاسِ لَعِبْرَةُ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in qisas, in taking this life for a life, there is life for you, O people of understanding. That is, one person's life is taken, everyone else's life is protected. And in the system of the Western world, the present world, everywhere, that a person is, for example, for murder, if he's proved guilty, he will be given 5 life sentences. This is a big joke. What is 5 life? Is he going to live 5 life sentences? It's a whole big joke. It's nothing else. Or he's given a life sentence of 200 years. It's just a joke. What is it? And in the jails also, there are many criminals who prefer going to jail. They get free boarding and lodging. They are much more better off in jail than they are on their own. They've got no place to sleep. They got no food, etc. So this is all. And also in that system, all the law-abiding citizens are living in jail. Everyone has made his home a jail. The amount of security, burglar bars, etc., that is put for a jail. A person who lives freely must live freely. But everyone is living in jail. And so much so, the more sophisticated and the more we think we advance, we are living in these estates. That is, the security there is unlimited, like a high security prison. And even there, crime takes place there. And while the criminals are walking free on the street, and the law-abiding people are all their own made prisons they are living in. And if qisas takes place, once we were in Medina Sharif, we did not witness it, but one alim who lives there, at that time still, the life was taken. This person was brought and in public. All people were also gathered. And he stood there, and the sword man just emerged like from nowhere, from the crowd. And in 1 second, he severed his head. And the effect was that for about a month, 2 months, like people became dumb in Medina. If you witness such a scene, so that is for 1-2 months, for life, nobody will think of committing murder. Similarly, it's also in the same way, the punishment for adultery, to be stoned to death for a married person. If one such case takes place, just the law has to take has to be passed that there is a death penalty law. Crime will be cut by about 75-80%. Murders will be cut by 75-80%. Because people will know my life is also going to go. And in this, the murders are just increasing. They know we'll go to jail. A funny sentence will be passed there. The five life sentences. And we go there and we enjoy in the jail. And these people, if we have to go to the jail, we'll see them singing, jiving, dancing. They are happy there. So there is, what, that is no punishment whatsoever. And for adultery also, which is the destruction of life, of honor, of respect. No values are transmitted from parents to children when they don't know who their father is, who is my real father. And in the Western world, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that when people become old, they are then put into foul run, the old age homes. They are like fowls put in a foul run there. And the children, at the most, once a year, some Parents' Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, they'll go and see their parents there. Because the blood of the father is not in the child. And the mother also, she also cannot say who is the father of this child. So they haven't got respect for that mother, they haven't got love for her, not for the father also. And where there is proper, so the first command Allah gave with regard to this is of parda. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ. Don't even emerge from your houses for the woman folk. That is, they are completely protected. If you have to emerge, then يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ. How they should come out. That details is given. And then again, more all the details. And if any adultery case has to take place, and it is proven properly with all the evidence, then the stoning that takes place in public, people won't think of committing adultery also. And this is the purity of the whole community. And great morals then come into those children when there is a pure, clean society like that. And when it is a corrupt society, where the parents are doing all the corruption, all the adultery that is taking place, etc., then the children are also influenced very, very greatly by that. And they go in the same line also. So Allah explained first about qisas, in which there is life for mankind. Then Allah explained about, after that, inheritance. And here the ayat are those laws when still the inheritance laws of Islam were not revealed. يُسْرِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Before that, there were the laws of inheritance were that a person at his own discretion gives so much to my mother, for my father, for my children, but he had to be fair in that also. But now the laws of inheritance are, everyone's shares are fixed. Nobody has got a right to give anyone of his family who were rightfully inherited. He can't fix their shares. He can't give somebody more or less. It is fixed. So that was when purity of wealth, and that is, when that takes place, then there is life in that family, in that community, where the wealth is pure and clean. It is not impure wealth. It is not haram wealth. It is pure wealth. So that law brings purity. When the wealth is clean, then every barakat in there, Allah's protection in there, security, all the goodness come. So that was life as far as wealth is concerned. Then the third command Allah Ta'ala gives, and very interesting also, that command of inheritance, Allah Ta'ala did not say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah says, Kutiba alaykum idha hadara ahadukumul maut. That it has been made first on you. Because that is a natural thing with all people, all communities, that they will make a will. And they will say so much for this person, so much for that person. It wasn't exclusive for the Muslims. That laws came later, then Allah addressed, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. But yeah, it was just kutiba alaykum idha hadara ahadukum al-maut. So anyway, that was that life. The third command Allah gives then, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam. The life for you now, to get your life, your ruh, your soul has to come alive. So rozas have been made for us so that the soul becomes alive. If the soul is dead, or rather, when the soul is in a coma, like any person who is in a coma, you can't go and bury that person. He's a living person. And he's not a living person. He can't do anything for himself. He can't do his own toilet. He can't eat himself. He can't do anything. Like that, when the soul is in the coma, the soul can't do anything. And then the nafs, our body, which is made of sand and water, the things of this dunya, then the nafs controls the soul. And also shaitan, who is the twin brother of the nafs, then he also joins the nafs. And then the person's whole object of life is only dunya. And for fulfilling his lust and his desires, whatever he wants to do. So much so that the world has gone to this extent, if a man wants to satisfy himself with a man, it's legal now. A woman wants to satisfy herself with a woman, it's legal. Any wrong thing. And of course the time will come when you want to satisfy yourself with an animal, that will also be legal. Everything in that direction, things which were impossible to think about just a few years ago, today they are law. Law by the governments of the world, they are law, those things, which a person could not conceive. So anyway, when the ruh is in a coma, in a state of coma, it can't do anything. And roza is that great institution Allah Ta'ala gave, that you deprive your body of its food. Now this nafs becomes weak, because it's deprived of its food. And roza is food for the soul. It deprives the body of its food, and it is food for the soul. The soul will come to life now. It will come out of its coma. And now the soul will be able to control the nafs, and the soul will overpower shaitan. But otherwise, when we are only feeding the body, we are not feeding the soul, then the soul goes in a sleeping state, a state of coma. It can't do anything. So Allah gave this great, great command, by which a person can control his nafs. And the two main things of the nafs are, the two main gunas are, one is of his lust, that he has. And lust of a woman, then a person doesn't think anyone, which woman is permissible for him, who is not permissible. He just becomes like an animal. That with any woman, he just wants to satisfy. And today we are unfortunately living in that time. You want to satisfy yourself from a man, it's not discouraged, not punishable, but it's legal. And you can't speak about against it also. So this lust which is in a person, his shahwat, that gets controlled. When you keep roza and you don't give, and you stay away from your halal wife, then you will be able to stay easily away from haram woman. During the day of your roza, then you say, your command is your halal wife which is with you. You're living alone with her in the house. There is nobody else, but she is also haram for you. And you observe that haram, now your soul will be so strong that it will easily, give you that control over your nafs and your desire to stay away. Not only stay away from other women, but even your thoughts, you won't fantasize also. You won't think bad about other women. This is the barakat of roza. And the other is that in the previous ayats, your inheritance, by the laws of inheritance, your wealth became pure. That now when you purchase anything, you're purchasing it with pure wealth. Now what you purchase must be also pure. What you bring, your meat, your poultry, all that also, that also must be halal and tayyiba. When you got now both the things, but what you're buying is also halal, and what you're buying is also halal, and in fact halal and tayyiba. That you don't just, the takeaways, all that filth and dirt, and all what is in the in this outlet restaurants, etc. Anyone who has any idea of how they are prepared behind the scene in the kitchens, etc., how what filth and dirt. And for a Muslim, the halal and tayyiban question is out of the question. It doesn't apply also. But now when you your wealth was pure by roza, you are not even eating. Even not the halal and tayyiba. That also is made haram for you. During the day, you are alone in the house. Your fridge is packed with all the things what you would love to eat. There is no one to see you. But you are keeping roza, and that is what is called roza. That you are not staying hungry. And it's not a show for the people, but for Allah's sake. So even in complete privacy, you're not even eating halal food. So Allah will save you from all haram by the barakat of roza. So this great institution Allah Ta'ala has given us. And then, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. You are not singled out to keep roza. All the other nations also kept roza. The other meaning of it, that you have to keep roza, how the previous nations kept roza. Not a man-made hunger strike, or not a man-made roza fast. Like the Hindus, for example, they also fast, but they fruit is permissible, they eat fruit. They drink juices, they have nuts, etc. So no man-made type of roza. The roza that was made for us, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, that type of roza. However, the specification of the days of the rozas were different in all the various ummah. For some of them, it was Ayyam-e-Bid, the three middle days of the month. It was for the Jews on a Saturday. It was Ashura for the Jews. For Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was one whole month. So all the nations kept roza, but so that kind of roza, that you stay away from eating, drinking, haram of halal. So haram you stay away the whole year. Your halal wife you stay away from her during the whole day. Allah will save you from all haram women the whole life also. So this Allah Ta'ala has made. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. And all this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. Ulama have written that roza has got a specific and a great effect to give taqwa. As we read now also, that what Thanwi rahmatullah Ali said, that roza, its speciality is, it delivers taqwa to a person. So by keeping our roza, and keeping roza, not staying hungry, not keeping rozas like the Hindus, etc., or the Sahibin, star worshippers, etc. No, that we keep our rozas that according to how Allah wants to, then taqwa will come into a person. So then, and when taqwa comes, Allah Ta'ala says the great value of roza and the thing in order to control our desires, our lust, shahwat, and our ghadab, our anger, we need sabr. And the greatest expression of sabr is through roza. The things which are 100% halal for you. Halal food you don't eat. Halal wife you don't have her. So that sabr you make, on that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives you complete control. Your anger will come under control if we keep our roza as we are supposed to keep them. And our shahwat also, our anger also will be under control. And then this person, then the ruh, which has got angelic, farishta's qualities in it. The ruh came from alam-e arwah. It's not from this world. It came from where Allah created all the arwah, all the souls. And they have got angelic qualities in them. Qualities of the malaika, of the farishta. But unfortunately, for most of us, all of us generally, our arwah are in a state of coma. They are in a state of sleeping. So the nafs and shaitan have got a field day. They are doing just what they want to, and the ruh can do nothing. But by roza, this nafs and shaitan will come under control, and it will give life to the ruh. Roza, which is fasting for the nafs, for the body, it is food for the ruh, and then the ruh will wake up and the ruh will be under control. Then such a person will gain taqwa. And taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The friends of Allah are only those people who have got taqwa. So this is the month for us to acquire that taqwa. And like it is common practice in all the communities, Muslim communities of the world, that the elderly people, they give some eidi, a little bit of a gift for the small children on Eid day. So Allah gives also the eidi, and the eidi which Allah gives is of taqwa. That now you got the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the most superior thing a person can think of, aspire for. The friendship of Allah. In Jannah, where all the hurul in will mean nothing to a person. The food, the fruit, the palaces, the rivers, and what kudrat of Allah. That Allah is not in need of any means whatsoever. Jannah, there will be rivers of milk, but no cows. Allah doesn't need the cows to give milk. There will be rivers of honey, but no bees in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will give without the bees and without the cows also. So all those things will mean nothing when a person will just see Allah. And the more a person has strived for that, there are those people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they will be continuously in the company of Allah. What a position. Others will have the opportunity once a year, once a month, once a week, and some once only while they stay of Jannah. And when a person will meet with Allah, all these other ni'mat, the thoughts will be gone from his mind. He won't even think of the great enjoyment. All that can be acquired by taqwa, by roza. Allah has given it to us. This is that month which is right at our doorstep. If we do what we have to do in this month, we will gain this. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in this world, they gain that pleasure of Jannat, which in Jannat is a very great pleasure. The rida, the pleasure of Allah, radiallahu anhum wa arzahum. They pleased Allah. Allah is pleased with them. That is the greatest ni'mat of Jannat. Allah gave it to them in this dunya. From there also understand the great honorable position of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That what great, great chosen people they were. And on taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whatever problem you might face, Allah will make a way out for you. It is all in taqwa. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. You have taqwa, Allah will give you your rozi from sources you cannot imagine. You won't have to have a shop, you won't have to have a job. You won't have to have a farm, you won't have to do anything. Allah will give you your rozi much more superior than what your shop can give you, what your job can give you, and all on taqwa. And this is the month to gain that taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُعَظِّمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. A person who has got taqwa, Allah will magnify. Allah Ta'ala will increase tremendously all His rewards. Like for example, we know, like in schools it is common, a teacher is teaching, he gets his salary. But if he has a certain degree, he has a degree, his salary increases. Another degree, he's doing the same job still. He's everything, the time he's giving the same job he's doing. He's just got that degree, his salary. So a person who's got that degree of taqwa, you'll do the same ibadah. But now your reward will be so much more. How much more your taqwa? So much more your reward by Allah Ta'ala. So this is the month that Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors to get the degree of taqwa. And what level of taqwa we acquire, so much now. All ibadat will still carry on. Same fajr will be. Not another fajr that is of 2 hours or something like that. The same 2 rakats, same 4 rakats of zuhar. But now with taqwa, the reward is going to be much more greater. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُعَظِّمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. His gunas will also be forgiven. In tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. When you have this taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will give you a decisive decision to make in everything. You'll know what is right. Furqan Allah will give you. This is not good for me. This I should do. I should stay away from there. What should I do now? Allah will open it to you. Ibtaqi firasatil mu'mini. Firasatil mu'min. Fear the firasat, the foresight, the deep insight of a mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ By taqwa, he's looking now with the eyes of Allah. And he can see his matters clearly. So, and a mu'min doesn't fall in the same hole twice. He understands immediately. Not like the British went 3 times to Afghanistan to be defeated. And the Russians went to be defeated. The Americans with the whole alliance and with all the NATO forces went to go and get defeated. They can't learn their lesson. They're just keeping on going to get defeated. So this by taqwa, Allah will. So great, great qualities that this is opportunity for us. We shouldn't let one moment go wasted. And we should be very careful that we make valuable this time. And the main thing of all, with all our ibadat, tilawat, everything, that we acquire this taqwa. And it is in every individual's hand to get it. And whether we came for i'tikaf, the opportunity is much more greater. Whether we are at home, everyone can gain it. For that, there are a few things that if we keep in mind. One is to keep roza. One is people who don't keep roza. They must keep roza. And those who are keeping roza, keep it properly. The guna of those people not keeping roza, that's their guna. And the guna of the people who are keeping roza, they're not keeping it properly. And then our tarawih. Make our tarawih properly. We are making tarawih, but don't take shortcuts in the tarawih. Don't rush through the tarawih that you're not even reading Durood Sharif. You're not reading all the dua also, just up and down and fast, fast. No, read it. Others who are not making tarawih is their guna. Those who are making tarawih, their guna is that they are taking all shortcuts. So read our, make our tarawih. And then our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Do it and do it. Those who are not making tilawat, that is their guna. Those who are making and we just reading wrongly, rushing through, just turning pages to complete. No. And for the ulama particularly, to read with tadabbur. Not just to read, but the meaning we understand. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, of his many khatams he should make in Ramadan, one khatam was, he should look at the tarjuma, the translation of the of that whole supara, of that whole juz. Hazrat, what a status, but he should look at the tarjuma. So in that way, our tilawat also. Then dua, that is, those who are not making dua, that's their guna. We who are supposed making duas, but our duas half-heartedly. We don't know even what to ask. What must I ask? So our duas. And then, zikr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And the major thing in all this, to abstain from all types of guna. Every type and every class of people have got different gunas. The guna of the people not keeping roza, that's their guna. The guna of those who are keeping roza, we're not keeping a proper roza. We are just staying hungry. Though we are keeping roza, but we're not fulfilling the rites. The guna of those people who are not making namaz, that's their guna. And those of us who are making, no concentration, rushing through our namaz, our outward postures also are not correct. So all types of gunas. And don't worry about what other people's gunas are. Worry about my gunas. And let us not be deceived just because I've got the title of Maulana, Hafiz, Qari, Haji, Sufi, Tablighi, so I'm alright. No, we are involved in gunas. And everyone, the gunas, he is involved. Let us not also be fooled by our outward appearance. That I got a kurta, beard, amama, I'm very pious. The piety is in the heart. What is the condition of our heart? So that always, so this is a golden, golden, golden opportunity to back survive. And then it is to prepare for our akhirat. our eternal life of Akhirah that we have to collect. Allah is giving this golden opportunity. Allah give us all tawfiq and make it easy, and let us value this month and get the maximum in every aspect. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.